You mentioned that chemotherapy often stops menstruation, puts women into menopause. What do you do with patients like your patient, for example, in the 40s, who gets chemotherapy and stops having their menstrual period, starts getting hot flashes? Do you treat her as a postmenopausal patient or a premenopausal patient?
Well, it's a very important question. There was a publication not long ago in Journal of Clinical Oncology, it was funded by the Department of Defense, looking at a large number of women treated with chemotherapy and looking at their menstrual history. They kept very careful menstrual records. Hormonal studies were not done as part of this, but very careful records were taken of their menses. And it's clear that women can recover their menstrual periods following a chemotherapy-induced menopause. And this can occur up to 2 to 3 years following the cessation of chemotherapy. And this is dependent on age and regimen to some extent, but maybe 20% of women will recover their menses, depending on their age and the particular regimen used. So what this means is if you use an aromatase inhibitor and the patient recovers their ovarian function, you are not giving them effective therapy. So that in general, patients with chemotherapy-induced menopause, I will treat with tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years and then switch them at that point to an aromatase inhibitor. So this is the group of women, which is a pretty big group of women actually, where I'm tending to use a switching strategy most commonly. I do think when this is done that it's important to monitor your patients. I've had the experience of having patients recover their menstrual periods once you switch them to an aromatase inhibitor. And I've also had the experience of monitoring their estradiol levels. And actually, they do not go to the sub-postmenopausal levels, very low levels, that we're trying to produce with aromatase inhibitors.
Can you explain why it is that aromatase inhibitors are not effective in premenopausal women?
Partly, it is because there's toxicity that can produce sort of a polycystic ovary type syndrome, so there's a toxicity associated with it. And the source of estrogen is in the ovaries. The aromatase inhibitors can be overdriven by the pituitary gland, so that because there is an intact pituitary ovarian axis, that ovaries can be stimulated to produce more estrogen, and it's this that I believe can cause this polycystic ovary syndrome.
So I guess essentially the objective of the AI is to dramatically lower the estrogen level, and with the ovaries on board, that just doesn't happen?
Right.